outdoors and staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at the photo that was in the email yesterday of you lying there next to me. And, you know, note the hands. We've always had that habit of the intertwined grasp. Very familiar, and I miss it. I wonder if you do. When I look at that picture, I'm still in love with that woman. Very much so. It's now 2019. The last time I spoke to my kids was 2016. I want to speak to my kids. These are my kids too. And I want to speak to my kids. I am not going to use the state. You know that. I had a marvelous conversation today, about 2 hours. It was a great joy. Hammering each other on the scripture in order to know all the better what it is to be obedient to Christ, and what it is to try to try to encourage others. You know, what is our call? You know, we did the 2 Timothy 4. You know, the I solemnly charge you in the presence of God. Well, it's in the Greek. It's I solemnly charge in the presence. The you isn't there. So it's not directed to Timothy. It's general. The thing that we talked mostly about was with great patience and instruction. The great patience stuff means that when you're rejected, you stick with it. I'm going to stick with it because I'm in love with my family, my kids, and that woman that seemed so comfortable with me on the couch. Because not only does she have my heart, I have committed before the Lord to love her all of my days. And I'm not going to stop. Dorothy Jane, I love you.